Hello and good evening, I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutun.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Tonight on the show, we are joined by the newly sworn-in Senator to Dewan Negara, YB Ras Adibaratsi. She's also the president of the NGO OKU Central. Welcome to the show, Ras Adi. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, guys.
Now, Dewan Negara is expected to play an active part in the legislative process. So beyond the sectional interest that you have come to represent, that of, you know, persons with disabilities, what issues would you like to champion, or what specific legislation would you like to see debated during your first term as senator?
Okay, well, you know, I don't want to run away from concentrating on persons with disability. So right now, the focus that I'm going to be looking into is actually working on sharpening the OKU Act, the Persons with Disability Act. It doesn't have, you know, we are not able to do a lot of things. We are not able to somewhat defend ourselves because there are a lot of things which is very, very loose. So that's my main priority right now. But the other thing is actually to make OKUs more prominent out there. And really, the most important thing is how people perceive us, creating awareness. So I really would like to work with all our friends in the media to create more awareness on persons with disability, the 7 categories, and also some categories which we don't know about, like invisible illness. I always tell people what you don't know. I mean, just because you don't see it, you know, it doesn't mean that it isn't there.
Right. In fact, Ras, I hope we come back to this a little later on. But if we could just focus on the fact that now you're a member of a forum that has a very important political role in terms of legislation. It's seen for many decades as a rubber stamp, and, you know, legislation passed through the Dewan Negara without much debate and discussion. But most recently, it's become much more political. And we live in a very political, some people say, unstable time in our national politics. And you're going to have to deal with a whole range of legislation. What are your political views? I mean, coming into this forum, are you for democracy? Are you for stability? Are you, you know, anti-corruption? Is that high on your agenda as well? Tell us a little bit about your own political leanings.
Oh, wow. You're pushing the button there. Okay.
Well, I think that's the intention.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I support the government that is in power because I have to work very, very hard with, you know, all parties actually to get the messages across for my people. If I don't do that, then, you know, we're going to be left behind. It's 2020 and people still, you know, treat the disabled less, and, you know, we don't get the chance to have our voices heard because, mind you, I'm a senator in the upper house, in the August house. I'm not in Dewan Rakyat, I'm in Dewan Negara. So I work around on working to improve the policies and, like I said, the OKU Act, the PWD Act. I don't want to get into the politics of it. I would like to get into the fact, or rather, I'd like to push myself forward, as in to become the voice of my community. I have so many voices behind me, and I have to, you know, like grasp everything together, put all the information, all the grievances, all the hardships, and, you know, a lot of frustrations. I have to put them together and put it out. I work very closely with all the ministries, you know, so as I can get things done. And I am a senator. Sometimes my friends come up to me and say that, you know, can you do this? Can you do that? We need this money. We need this, that. We need this done. You know, I'm not a minister. You know, I'm just a senator. Well, and I can only do so much. But you know what? I'm just going to wink it. I'm just going to say, it's okay. I'm just going to go, you know, knock on doors. And people, you know, I have to, you know, have a thick skin.
Sure.
So that I can get the messages across.
Well, on that note about, you know, about being a senator, I'm wondering whether what you think about the Senate. I mean, it's often seen, as Sharad pointed out, it's often seen as a redundant hall, as a rubber stamp, perhaps even a reward for loyalty. What do you see the Senate as a place for thought leadership? Is that where change is going to occur?
Yes.
Especially for people with persons with disabilities?
Yes. You know, we are not as exciting as people want to put it. As compared to Dewan Rakyat, we are not. You know, Dewan Negara is where the policies are done and then, you know, it's implemented, where we are allowed to come up with questions and then we get everything answered by the different ministries. But we're not just a bunch of rubber stampers, really. We're not. If we do it correctly, if like I mentioned earlier, if we knock on doors and if we negotiate, we can get things done, Gerard. Because when I first got appointed, people were going to say, "Oh, you're just going to be staying there, not doing anything. Probably the questions are not going. You know, your questions are not going to be given the chance to go up there." You know, but for me. We can still work around it. We don't have to be just a bunch of people who just they give it to us and then we just sit there and try to you know be a pretty face. No.
Could you help us understand how you came to have this position? I believe there was a senator before you who also represented the OKU community. Because we have other senators who represent sectional interests. It might be Orang Asli. The Siamese communities also has traditionally had a representative in the upper house. How did you come to become a senator?
To be very honest with you, I didn't see this coming because, you know, I work very, very hard via OKU Central, and during the MCO, I was just going everywhere, reaching out and sending goods and food to everyone, not just the disabled. So when I got a call 2 days before that saying that I was going to receive a letter from the Prime Minister's department, I really thought it was, you know, it was just another letter to say that there's going to be a gathering or a meeting or something like that, you know. So when I was told of it, I didn't think of it. I didn't even remember it until the, you know, towards the end of the day, I asked my staff. I said, is there a letter for me? And they said, oh, yeah, there is. And I said, oh, where is it from? And the guy said, I don't know, but there was two policemen that came with the letter. I was like, oh my God, what have I done? You know, because I was down on the ground. I was like, oh my God, you know. So when I got the letter, I opened it. I was like, okay. And then after that, I opened inside and it says Russia. I was like, oh my God, you know. Because I go into all the red zone right. areas and stuff like that, kind at the EMCO areas.
So you thought you were being yeah, taken to task
I thought,
for
like,
breaking
oh
MCO
God,
rules.
That's it, man. I'm dead meat. You know?
Well, it turned out to be good news. Russ, we're going to take a quick break. And after this, let's continue the conversation, particularly about the work that you're doing with your NGO. So stay tuned to Consider This. We'll be right back.